Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green from HugeProfitsTinyList.com with another call in the podcast series. I do these calls as live teleseminars to my audience and community, and then within 24 hours they are available over at iTunes as a podcast. And if you want to see more about what I'm doing, go to ConnieReaganGreenPodcast.com. It works if you do singular or plural of the word podcast. So today we're going to be talking about affiliate marketing. I've done affiliate marketing since the very beginning of coming online, which was at the beginning of 2006. And back then, things were a little bit different. There were more people buying higher priced items during those first couple of years, 2006, 2007. By 2008, that changed a little bit. And many people that were online at that time no longer are anywhere to be found. So when I showed up in 2006, I assumed that everyone that was already working online and creating products and doing affiliate marketing and everything I was learning about and getting involved with would be there just endlessly, forever and ever. And that was not the case. The recession hit, and many people, I guess, either took a job or decided to do something else and were no longer on the internet. So within another couple of years, I became one of the people who had been around for a while. Now, there are other people who have been on much, much longer than I have and who continue to be online and going strong, such as Marlon Sanders. And you'll see me recommending his products from time to time. So I always, you know, respect what Marlon is doing and continue to learn quite a bit from him. All right, let's take a look at the study guide for today. And I'm saying that we can build an online business with affiliate marketing, and I describe it as recommending what you love. So I see that we have lots of questions already, and what I'm going to say now will answer some of those questions. You can't recommend something that you love unless you have purchased it and benefited from it. It just isn't possible. Now, what does happen from time to time is that someone that you know will come out with something new. So just we'll use Marlon Sanders as an example. He'll come out with something new, and because I know him and have known him now since the very beginning and now consider him a very, very good friend, I know that when he comes out with something new, it's going to be good. It doesn't mean, though, that I don't buy it. I still buy it and go through it, usually for 24 hours, before making that decision whether I am going to recommend it to my community through an affiliate link. So I want you to think about that and remember that this is always the case. Anytime you vary from this, anytime you decide to promote something that you haven't purchased, it's a mistake. And I see this with people that I work closely with. They just throw out an affiliate link and they haven't purchased the item. They don't know what it is. And you can tell because when they're writing the email, when they're writing the blog post, when they're talking about it on social media, they don't give some of the great details that they would have, that they would know if they had purchased the product or the course or the training, whatever the program is. So keep that in mind, that you want to be the first one to consume it and purchase it before you ask somebody else to do that same thing. All right, so I'm going to talk about three models for affiliate marketing that I believe are excellent ones to begin with. The first one is to tap into your circle of influence. So your circle of influence is the group of people that you already knew before you came online. So in my case, it was personal friends that I had known for, you know, 1 year or 25 years, whatever the case would be. It was also people that I worked with in the teaching community. I was a classroom teacher for 20 years, so I knew many people from that arena. And also, I worked in real estate, so I knew a whole lot of people that were involved in real estate in one aspect of that or another, either listing or selling or appraising or lending or doing something on the sidelines, a plumber, something like that. So I knew a lot of people, and these people were in my circle of influence. And these were people that I started kind of practicing with. So when I was first setting up my WordPress blogs, and that will, I have to go back, sorry. When I was setting up my TypePad blogs in 2006 and 2007, before I began using WordPress, I asked my circle of influence to take a look. Many of them joined my list to get more information. I also learned how to get my affiliate link for something I was recommending and to send it to them in a personal email, because that's what I did at the very beginning. So instead of saying, go look at what Marlon Sanders has, and they would Google for Marlon Sanders and find him on their own, instead, I'm just using this as an example, I would say, Marlon Sanders is an amazing person who's been online since the mid-90s, long, long time, and he has something out that I would like you to take a look at. I'm going to email you the link. Will you be checking your email later today? And they would say yes, or they would say, I'll check it by tomorrow morning, and I would send them the link then in an email. And this was excellent practice. So I want you to take a look at your circle of influence and see who the people are in your world that you communicate with, no matter if you're still working or if it was some business that you used to be involved in, a part of, or what that was. Maybe you used to live in a different city and then you moved and you have connections from that. So practice with these people where you learn how to communicate and share things that you're purchasing yourself and benefiting from and sharing them with an affiliate link. All right, the next model is giving away freebies. I do this as much as possible. And the reason is that I don't have to do the heavy lifting. So I can recommend something that someone does. So maybe they have a course. I'm going to be recommending a course for free this entire weekend. And it's through the NAMS community that I speak at twice a year and have been involved with for about 3.5 years now. And I love giving away something free because when people sign up for it, they're then cookied into that system through my affiliate link. So if and when they decide to make a purchase at some point in the future, maybe a few days later or a year later or 5 years later, they'll still be cookied in through me by me being able to give away freebies. So for any programs that you're purchasing and that you're involved in, see what they have to give away for free. And you'll find that most people, even me, if you're part of my affiliate program, I have several things you can give away for free to get people into my system through your affiliate link. All right, before I go on to the third model, let's go over and take some questions. All right, Uma says, how do I decide what to recommend? This is where I get stuck. Well, take a look at what's on your hard drive. Take a look at, and hopefully you're saving everything in an organized way. So when you make a purchase, if it's a credit card purchase, then you receive a receipt. If it's a PayPal purchase, you receive a receipt. Keep all those somewhere in a folder in your email so you know where they are. You don't have to print anything out, but keep track of it. See what you've purchased and what you've benefited from. And if you really haven't purchased anything, haven't benefited, then probably you're in early stages. You need to kind of spend a little more time learning the process. So the best place to find something is right on your hard drive. All right, let me scroll down here. All right, Victoria says, this is Victoria Virgo from victoriavirgo.com. You've been very successful in affiliate marketing, Connie. Are there any types of products or projects that you have promoted in the past but no longer agree with that sort of money-making model? How do you know which products are high quality and which are scams? Thanks. Well, I think what I talked about in the beginning probably answers that. If it's a scam, then I would know when I would make a purchase. And luckily, I've never run across anything like that. I really haven't. So there would never be a chance, ever in a million years, I've never done this and I never will, that I would ask you to take your PayPal information or to take your credit card information and make a purchase based on my recommendation if I hadn't purchased it at least 24 hours before and probably months or years before and with the same person over and over again. So now another part of your question, though, is are there products that I've promoted in the past but no longer agree with that sort of money-making model? Well, things change. So that's why we don't want people to spend too much time learning. Learning is great, but then you have to start doing, because sometimes you'll purchase something that within a year or 2 years, it doesn't really work the same way. So one thing that comes to mind is niche sites, and I'm going to talk a little bit about niche sites as a business model, but that's changed in a huge way. It used to be you could just set up a site, and it would be on a topic. You would be recommending some affiliate products from Amazon or ClickBank or something like that, and because your site would move up the rankings in Google, you would make some sales, and you would just have money coming in, and we called it popcorn money. The money would just pop up for you. So it doesn't work quite like that anymore because that business model has changed. So that would be that reason. All right, Cheryl says, I'm promoting a back pain management program I've got immense relief from. And, okay, I'm not sure if this site, so on this call, I can't mention a site unless it's your site. If it's your site, I'll mention it, but if it's a site you're promoting, I can't mention it because then it sounds like it's a recommendation from me when I haven't purchased it myself and used it. So I think it's great. If you had back pain and you're getting relief from it, and then you're recommending that program, that makes sense. And I would recommend that you set up a niche site. And you're saying that it's back pain management. So you might say backpainreliefmanagement.com, something like that. So you can get those keywords in there and then share your experiences, because niche sites have changed in that we really have to personalize them. People don't want to buy from imposters, from someone who's anonymous, who's using a name that we can't figure out who they are and where they're from, and we don't want to associate with an imposter. So use your real name. There shouldn't be a reason that you can't use your real name. All right, and Cheryl is saying that this is her site. Okay, and her site is, for this, thinstronghealthy.com. All right, let's take a look. Thinstronghealthy.com, which doesn't sound like it's related to back pain, but let's take a look. All right, make your life a thin, strong, healthy one. Okay, maybe it's a bit of a leap, a bit. But you are doing what I'm suggesting. So you're making this a personalized site. You have About Cheryl here that will tell us about you. And you're talking about healthy eating. So that means with this site that the back pain management program you're getting relief from, this is something that will just be a piece of this site. It won't be the main part of this site. And let's see the other posts you have. You have got back pain. Do you avoid processed foods? Lemons can sweeten my life. I don't need to diet. Okay. All right. So what you're doing, you're kind of incorporating health and fitness and back pain and losing weight, all these things kind of into one site. And you'll be more successful if you narrow it down just a little bit, because you want it to make sense to the person that finds it. Remember, most people don't find our WordPress sites through the root domain. So people typically won't find, they'll find ConnieReaganGreen.com, but they won't find HugeProfitsTinyList.com unless they're looking for me. Instead, they will find one of my hundreds and hundreds of blog posts, because there's a keyword-rich title, the permalink of that post, that is part of my business. So someone might be looking for information on back pain, and yours is got back pain is the permalink that you're using for this. And when they come here, you want them to know that they're in the right place. So I would make sure that in the About page that you talk about dealing with back pain. And I don't see that. So add one more paragraph there, and then it will be perfect. And this is really a great example of what I mean by doing the niche site in the new way. Except, I'm just saying to do it a little bit more specific. All right, let me go back down here. And Cynthia says, do you recommend using other affiliates for products such as Wayfair? And I was not familiar with that, so I Googled that, and it just looks like a site that has lots of things for sale, so I really can't make a comment on it one way or another. So, yeah, you're in Texas, Cynthia, I know that, so you should be able to be an affiliate for Amazon, and I would say that anything that's on that site that you're talking about would also be available on Amazon, so that would be my recommendation. All right, Andrea says, how do I find and select affiliate products that complement my niche? And typically the answer to that is things that you have already purchased. So just say that my niche is helping people raise a healthy baby. I was doing some research on Amazon for this today, so I was thinking about it yesterday and today. And just say, one thing I found that was so cute, that's so popular, it's a pacifier with a mustache on it. So for a little boy baby, when he puts the pacifier in his mouth and it looks like he has a mustache, it's just adorable. It's so cute. And I guess if you Google for and go to Amazon and type in baby mustache pacifier, something like that, it will come up. So just say that I want to help people have healthy, happy babies. Then I would have purchased products for my grandchildren probably. So, and I don't even have a baby one anymore. My youngest grandchild is now almost 4 years old, so not quite a baby anymore. But this would be the way. Then you know what's good and what isn't, what's preferable to a parent. So that's a good example. So your example is get people healthy, very general, because I feel pretty healthy, yet I need to lose a lot of weight and have other health issues. So getting people healthy is very general. And then the tagline, small changes for big results, all right, and that's cute, but still kind of general. So I would be more specific, be a little bit more specific with that. So the niche is health, and then you're talking about what are the best foods to eat, all right, and that's subjective, right? The best of anything would be subjective. How do they help your body? Products, ebooks, and printed books, yes, and ebooks and printed books will always be excellent to promote as an affiliate, always. And ebooks will pay 50%, so that's a lot more than what printed books and Kindle books, you know, pay over on Amazon. Related teaching materials, all right. Weekly coaching and cooking podcasts. Podcasts typically are free, so I don't know anybody personally using a paid podcast model. Captured videos, website for the latest books. All right, let's take a look at your site, Andrea. It's vitaminandmineralfamily.com. All right, and that's more specific than health. All right, and it's called The Vitamin Family, and it's a fun guide for kids. All right, okay, I like this. Now, what you need is a picture of you somewhere, perhaps, an about page, because the days are long gone for niche sites when we buy on a page from an anonymous site. We just don't like to do that. And if you look back to your purchasing habits over the last 6 months or a year or 2 years, however long you've been doing this, you'll find that you probably never made a purchase from an anonymous site. I know for me, when I really examined my buying habits, I saw that if I came across something from an anonymous site, I immediately went over to Google and Googled for the same information and then purchased it on Amazon or wherever it happened to be on a site with somebody's name. So people are more aware of security and safety online than ever, and that's important to think about. Also, I would add an opt-in on this page. And I can't remember on Cheryl's here. Let me go back. Yeah, I would add an opt-in on these. You really want to have that opt-in. All right, let me go back and see the rest of your question. You're going to add video to the website this week, okay, and your name and your about page. That's important. For marketing, you have books that are used in schools, okay. Doctors will give books to all clients, all right? And if you have found doctors that will give out your materials, that's excellent. It's not so easy to do. It really isn't. Most doctors have somebody in their office, an office manager, that will review things like that before putting them, you know, making them available, because there is liability then to that doctor. So think about that. Books being placed in health food stores, okay? And social media promotions launch. All right, wonderful. And hopefully that's a paid social media promotions launch. It's hard to do a free launch to get people that will buy things right away. We love social media, but we don't buy from it unless we're marketed to in a specific way. So I think you're off to a great, great start. And just be more specific. And I think talking about vitamins, I think that can be good. It's the vitamin and mineral family. And I see that you're talking about vitamin D here, the power of vitamin D. Excellent. There's a whole lot that you can recommend around that. All right. William, who goes back and forth from Wisconsin to Mexico, is in Puerto Vallarta right now. And he says, I hope to be able to listen. Let me go back. Where is his question? I hope to be able to listen live, but I'm finding here in Mexico, time is not the same as in the United States. You can start a one-hour project with someone and end up spending half a day doing it. It's such a slower pace than we know in the United States that often I can't break free to be on the computer at a specific time, but I will try. And I understand that because it's the same for me when I'm over in Europe in the summer where they don't understand that you say, well, I have to go at a certain time to be on a phone call or something or check an email. They're saying, well, wait, it's summer vacation, so we don't have to do anything at a specific time. So very, very interesting. So, William, I don't see that you have a question. All right, and Janelle says, which method of making money would you recommend for a complete newbie to get started making money quickly? I love this question because so many people don't ask the question. They never ask. They just kind of jump in and make their own assumptions. So when you ask, that means you really are serious and want to do this, and I love that very much. If you want to make money almost immediately, so let's just say within about 7 days, there are two ways you can do this. You can offer a service if there's something that you know how to do that would help other people. And I was limited because I really had almost no technology skills when I came online, so that wasn't something I could have helped anyone with. But I did have organizational skills and things like that, so I could have been an assistant of one type or another, but I didn't understand that concept, so I didn't do it, and I didn't make money, you know, in the beginning. Especially the first 6 months, I really didn't make any money. So you can offer services to someone else, that's one way, or you can market for small local businesses. And that's if you're in North America and you're showing that you're in Dallas. So you can do both of those things very quickly. They both are earn while you learn programs, and I love those very much. All right, Dr. Jonathan Hart has left a question. He says, where can I find affiliates in the self-growth or self-development area? Now, you're saying affiliates, but do you mean, now maybe you do mean affiliates. I was thinking that you meant affiliate programs, but you're really saying, where can I find affiliates? So what you want to do is create your courses, your programs, your products. I know that you're working on things. And get them out there to your circle of influence. And then invite people to become your affiliate so that they can share what you're doing with their circle of influence. So let's just say, we'll use some round numbers. Let's just say that you know 100 people. Every one of those 100 also knows 100 people. So the numbers grow exponentially, and if you get people that become raving fans of what you're doing, then it's excellent for them to recommend it to their circle of influence through an affiliate link. All right, how do you approach prospective sellers to be their affiliate when they have no affiliate program? All right, now with this question, sometimes you have to educate people, and that's not so easy. So if people don't have a program, you have to see if they're interested in doing that. A lot of people don't understand the value of having affiliates. It's so, so powerful. They see it as giving away half of their profit, half of the amount for sales. And it really isn't that way at all. Instead, they're now receiving 50% of something they wouldn't have had anything at all from. So instead of losing 50%, they have to see it as gaining 50%. And sometimes this takes a little education, but it can be done. It definitely can be done. All right, let's go back to the study guide. And I have talked about the third model, niche sites. Choose something that you have some type of interest in, some type of experience. So when I use the example of things for happy, healthy, safe babies, you know, it's because I have young children in the family, the grandchildren. I have friends that have, you know, young children, and something that I'm thinking about. So not quite babies, but toddlers for sure, and preschool age children. So it's got to be something that you are interested in, or else it's very difficult to put yourself into it. So with Andrea, she was showing us her site on vitamins. Yeah, it was Andrea. Andrea was showing her site on vitamins. I don't know what your connection is. That's what would be on your about page. Why are you choosing to teach families about vitamins and minerals? It's kind of your reason why you're interested in that topic. So we don't want the sites anonymous. Share as much about yourself as you are comfortable sharing, and make sure that you're recommending things that you have purchased and benefited from. All right, so I'm saying here that we need to set up a WordPress site for each of these models and then market them forever. So marketing is something you do forever. You set up a site or you create a product quickly. The marketing goes on forever and ever, as long as you still want to make money with whatever that is that you created. Now, many times you want to pull it off the market to redo it, to update it, something like that, and I've done that. Or I pull something off the market forever. I give it away as a bonus, and then I take it down forever because I'm not willing to put in that time and effort to update it. I'd rather just create a new product. So you decide what you're going to do. The marketing can be done with blog posts, articles, social media, videos, audios, short reports, and more. This podcast is a way to market me and what I do. I like to include my community so that we can share information about what you're doing. It works extremely well, then everybody benefits. All right, before I take more questions, I want you to look at the 10 steps to getting started in the next 10 days. So the first step is to choose a niche, and we talked a little bit about this. You want this to be a niche that you have some interest in. And I talk about the three-circle Venn diagram, where one circle is what you really love, what you're passionate about, what you really care about. So with Andrea, she might be interested in vitamins and minerals because she's seen someone in her family go from being very ill, or it might have been her, or maybe she was very ill with something, and by changing her diet and her lifestyle and adding vitamins and minerals, she had a huge breakthrough. So that would be a reason to choose that niche. So you're going to choose something that you can work in for at least 6 months, but preferably at least a year. So something that every day when you wake up, when you think about it, you'll be excited. All right, the second step is set up a WordPress site. This is just a must for everything we do, and it's very, very simple. I recommend very, very low-cost, simple programs for this on a regular basis so that you can get in there and do it. It will finally take you about 20 minutes to do the whole thing. In the beginning, it'll probably take you 30 to 45 minutes. It's very hard to spend an entire hour setting up WordPress because there just isn't that much to do. Then create a free giveaway to start building your list. So the two sites that we took a look at so far today, neither of them had an opt-in box or a free giveaway. I would recommend that you do this. And this can be just a few pages long. It can be your own writing. It can be private label rights. It can be a combination of something new you're writing about in addition to some blog posts you've already posted, some articles you've already submitted. It can be audio. What I'm doing right now is a podcast. I have the MP3 audio as soon as I finish. I would be able to use this as a free giveaway, talking about affiliate marketing. All right, and then this way people will start joining your list to get your free giveaway, and you can start setting up that line of communication with them. Number four, select three affiliate products to recommend. If the niche you choose does not have three affiliate products, it probably is not a big enough niche, and that's something that you want to think about. That it's just not, you know, quite a big enough niche for what you want to go after. And you may want to broaden that a little bit. All right, Kit says, Happy Halloween. So today is October 31st, 2013. It is Halloween in the United States. And within just about 2 hours, I will have people of various sizes, shapes, and character styles knocking at my door looking for treats so that we won't get any tricks. let me see. So Kit says she doesn't have any particular questions. She's just here, interested in what I have to share. Wonderful. Thanks for coming, all of you. All right. Al says, I heard in a recent call of yours that you can post identical posts to different sites, just not the same post to the same site. It doesn't mean you should, though. So it's not duplicate content if it's on a different site, but there really usually is not a reason that you would take one post and put it then on another site. You really do want to create some fresh content, and if you don't have an idea for the second one, take the original one and rewrite it as much as possible, because you're trying to become a content creation machine. All right, and Al says, does this mean that I could have several fat loss sites all with almost the same post? No. Would there be advantages to this? No, that wouldn't work at all. You need to monetize one or two sites, then move on to another niche or to other sites, or else you do what I did that first year when I made next to no money. In 2006, I made very little money, just a few thousand dollars the whole year. It was very, very sad. It was only when I learned to focus in on a more specific niche market, and the market I chose was people that wanted to write and sell ebooks. That was the group of people I was willing to help for a year and a half to 2 years. As I tried to have a whole bunch of sites, and I never did put the same content on them. I put different content, but I was spreading myself way, way, way too thin, so you don't want to do that. So what I recommend for you is to focus on one or two sites, Al, create as much fresh content as possible for that, and monetize them. Do whatever you need to do to market them so that people see them instead of getting off on a whole lot of other things. All right, and I heard that you would link sites to your main site but not the other way around. This confuses me. Okay, when I was talking about that, I was talking about marketing for small businesses. And when we market for a small business, they usually already have a main site. And usually, not always, but usually the site is a template site, and it's not very well done. But that's the site they have, and it usually doesn't even have good keywords in it. And I don't ever touch that site. Instead, I set up several WordPress sites for them, and I link those sites to the main site. I don't link the main site back because I don't have access to the main site and don't want access to the main site. The main site is theirs. So that's what I was referring to. All right, and Virginia says, what's the best way to find affiliate products that deal with a specific topic? Well, instead of thinking about it this way, Virginia, instead, take a look at that specific topic and see what's for sale. What have you purchased? Because again, you don't want to be an affiliate for something that you haven't purchased and benefited from, a lot or a little. So think of it that way. All right, let's go back to the study guide. Number 5 is read everything you can on your topic. This is you becoming an expert / authority on your topic. And it can be done, and it doesn't take that long. It'll take 30 or 60 or maybe 90 days. That's all it takes. Read everything that you can get your hands on. That means go to your public library. I go to the library in Santa Clarita at least once a month, and in Santa Barbara about twice a month. So I love the public library. If they don't have something that you want, ask them, and they'll order it usually. So you don't even have to buy a whole lot of things to read them. You can check them out at your public libraries. That works well. Listen to audio, to teleseminars on your topic. Go to attend webinars. Get on the list of people that are doing business in your niche. Number 6, start creating content, audio, video, written. Become a content creation machine. You really want people to know that you know about your topic. And the way we know about it is we read about it, and then we start creating content around it. So 5 and 6 are really connected. And you write about it, then you talk about it, that's audio. Then you make a video about it, and you can be in it or not. You can just show your screen or just point your little, you know, handheld camera. I still use my flip camera. It's still working well. And I just point it out to the ocean or out to wherever I happen to be and start talking. So create that content. Number seven, connect with the players in your niche. There are always people that are at the top of the field. So Jonathan was asking a question about, you know, self-help, self-development, personal growth. Connect with the players in that niche. And there are so many of them, there will be some that you resonate with more than with others. How do you connect with them? Various ways. Social media is a great way to connect with people. Attend events where they are. That's another great way. I wanted to connect with Alex Mandozian several years ago. And there were just a variety of circumstances where I couldn't go to where he was holding his own event. Social media was in its infancy back then. And I found out he was going to be speaking at a women's business conference. And it was almost 100 miles from my house. But I thought, not as many people will know who he is at that event. It's a smaller event. I think there were only a couple hundred people there. And I would probably be able to spend some time talking to him. So I went there that day and registered, and sure enough, he showed up, and I was able to spend about a half hour talking to him. Very, very valuable. It moved me forward in a great way to have that connection with him. He remembers, I was on a hangout with him just a few weeks ago, and he told the story. He remembers that. That really, you know, left an impression on him that I was willing to do what it took to connect with him. So that's important. All right, let's go back to more questions. Oh, good. We have so many questions. Thank you for being here today. All right, let me see. Ruthie is learning everything she can about affiliate marketing, and she says she has 6 sites. So be careful with that, Ruthie. Real careful with that. One is diagnosed at 17, so people can take a look at that one. And remember, Ruthie, if you want to make money with this, monetize 1 or 2 sites before spending time with so many sites. And I'm saying this from personal experience. What I told myself in 2006 was, I am an educated woman, and I have diverse interests and abilities. And so I mustn't just choose 1 or 2 topics, because I'm about much more than that. And so I had a site on health and fitness, and I had another one on real estate, and another one on health. I had so many. I had the dog blog. The dog blog was big. I had one on law of attraction. I don't even know why. I had one on reinventing yourself, and I'm not sure why. I just kept setting up sites and writing about things and trying to keep everything going, and I wasn't monetizing, so that wasn't good for me. So be careful with that. All right, Barb says, how do you organize your affiliate products and promotions? How many things do you promote at any given time? I do what I call rolling promotions. So that means in any given week, I'm promoting 2 or 3 things, sometimes even 4 things, and they're usually going to end on one day or another. Sometimes one of the things is mine. I might be offering a coupon for a day or two. I might even be offering something free. And so I have rolling promotions where in every email, I'm usually mentioning 2 things for sure. Once in a while, and I keep track of everything, I keep a marketing calendar that's a desk calendar. So I know exactly what I'm promoting when. And once in a while, I have what's called a solo email. And I don't really promise an affiliate, someone I'm an affiliate for, I usually don't promise that product creator that I'm going to send a solo email, because I really have more success recommending 2 things within an email. And now I've made a name for myself. I do very well with affiliate marketing. So when people ask me to do a solo, I write back and say that really doesn't work for my community. Instead, I'll be sending 2 emails where I will mention your product prominently in both of them. And that's if they even ask me. Most people don't ask me. They just want to see the results. And that works. So I hope that answers your question about organizing affiliate products and promotions. All right, Steve says that he's busy tonight with Halloween activities. Wonderful. All right, and Deb says, how do you promote affiliate products without seeming spammy? I obviously don't feel that you are spamming me because I purchased through a lot of your links, but I feel that I come off that way. I think that you might feel that way because you don't believe in the products you're promoting. Is that possible? Take a look at what's behind that, and probably you can figure it out. But if we just recommend what we love, and that's how I describe it, that's my book, Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing, you know, how to earn money by recommending, how to build an online empire by recommending what you love. That's my tagline, my subtitle. excuse me, on that book. So if it's something you truly love, you'll have an excitement in your voice. You'll have an excitement in your writing where people will say, well, gee, Deb's so excited about it. I better take a look. This probably is something good. And I think that's really the solid answer to that. All right, Lucinda is in Australia, and she says, how do you set it up? I guess you mean the site. Okay, and it's WordPress. Which software do you recommend? There is no software, really. I recommend hosting through BluehostSolutions.com. That's my affiliate link. If you register for BluehostSolutions.com, I'm happy to install one WordPress site for you because it only takes me about 10 to 15 minutes, so I'm thrilled to do that for you. All right. And let me see. Al's asking me about my emails. He says they all have a similar pattern, that they don't have long, wide lines. Why is this? Because with some people's emails, see, everybody receives email on their computer or their device through a different provider. So when I send out an email, I'm going to have people that are on 50 different platforms. And we want it to be the easiest for them to read. So if you keep it narrow, and mine are a little too narrow sometimes, about 65 characters across. And that includes your spaces and your punctuation, so it's a character, not a letter or a word. And with that, people don't have to scroll back and forth, because having to scroll back and forth is really very annoying. And anytime I get an email on my phone that I have to scroll back and forth, I usually read right down the middle, so I'm not getting it all. So that's why for that. So short sentences and, yes, so short sentences and not too wide. And that's really the answer. I tell a little story. I tell people what I'm doing, where I'm going. I'm going to be doing an adventure a month for the next year. Last month, I guess it was early October, I took the train from Santa Barbara up to San Luis Obispo for 3 days. And that was my adventure. And I thought, why don't I do an adventure every month? So I have another adventure coming up this weekend that I'll be talking about. And I'll be doing one more probably before the end of this year, and then I'll start again in 2014. So adventures with a friend or a family member, lots of fun. So tell people a little bit about yourself, what you're doing, short sentences, connect everything. So if I tell people what I'm doing, I'm connecting it back to something in my business. And that's a good start. All right. So Uma says, my tribe is not an internet marketing community. So how do I make a decision on what to offer them, because most of the material I bought is from you or from other internet marketers? Well, then what you're saying, Uma, is that you want people to buy something that you haven't bought, you have not purchased, and that just won't work. So I'm not sure what your niche is, but you have to get more involved with your niche. So when I was doing ebook writing and marketing, and I was helping people to write and market, and that was my site, ebookwritingandmarketingsecrets.com, when I was doing that, I purchased everything I could get my hands on how to write and market ebooks. I wanted to learn from the best people out there if I was going to try to do the same thing. That's where I started. And there were several people, not too many, I think only three that I can remember, that were doing this, but I wanted to learn. So some of them had things for $10 or $20. Other people had things for several hundred dollars. One person I purchased from, the course was over $1,000. But I felt that it was valuable for what I was trying to learn and offer my new community of people. So you're going to have to see what's available in your niche so that you can then make purchases and then recommend, because we always are recommending what we love, which has to be based on us making a purchase. So I hope that's clear. All right, Willie says, does the personal name domain site still work? Yes, I have ConnieReaganGreen.com. And using it as a journal, sharing one's online journey and making product recommendations, I use myself. No, a journal doesn't work so well. It really doesn't. And I've had students that have started that way, but then they get away from that. You know, is the journal is usually only interesting to you. It's really not interesting to the rest of the world. You want to build credibility. All right, and you're saying that your blog is your name, you want to journal your online experience. That's wonderful, but I wouldn't expect them to turn that into a business easily. So So you may want to get a different domain that you start for a business where you're able to make recommendations based on building a business. All right, and so you're going to add posts and different offers. And, you know, take a look at my post. Take a look at hugeprofitswithatinylist.com. Hugeprofitstinylist.com. I was naming my book instead of my site. Hugeprofitstinylist.com and ConnieReaganGreen.com, and you'll see I don't promote in every post. I really don't. You know, that's building visibility and credibility, really getting the word out who I am and what I'm doing. But I'm not really selling in every post. So that's something that you want to think about. All right, let's go back to the study guide. And we left off with number 7. Now, number 8, start teaching what you're learning. I do this with everything I get involved in. When I became a real estate appraiser back in 1989, that sounds so long ago, it was, the first thing I did was helped a friend who wanted to become a real estate appraiser. And I said, well, here, why don't you go out with me on the appraisal assignments once or twice a week whenever you can. I'll explain what I'm doing, and then you'll start to get some hours, and then you'll be able to have your license within 6 months or so. And he was a smart guy and did that, and it worked very, very well. And it helped me more than I ever thought that it would. I did it because I was trying to be nice to somebody who was trying to break into that industry that was not so easy to break into. And people had been nice to me, and I thought that I have to pay that forward and be nice to other people trying to get in. And so I did that, and by me teaching what I was learning, I learned it so well. So you want to do that same thing. Teach other people what you're learning. Number 9, create a simple product others can promote. I've created so many simple products. Now I tend to create them with someone else. So the most recent one is topwppluginsforbusiness.com with Adrian Dupree. And it's a $7 product, and it works very, very well. We now have, I just added an autoresponder today, so we have 15 autoresponder messages, and Adrian will send me one or two in the next week. So if she's listening, I want her to know that that's what we need, one or two in the next week, so that we have even more autoresponder messages. All right, number 10, repurpose your content into a special report to publish on Kindle. And that special report can be 25, 35 pages. So it's got to be meaty. You got to have some good information in there. 50 or 60 pages is better. And later, you can add to it, make it a full-length book, make it 80 or 100 or 120 pages. You just take it down from Kindle, upload it again with the changes, and it will go live again within a couple of days. So those are the 10 steps. For the resources, I want you to go through this free 7-day e-course from Jimmy D. Brown. It's at connieloves.me/MMO. This is excellent information. It's free. Also, I want you to go to coachingstickyglue.com and get your free customizable tutorials to get your content creation going. And if you're interested in my special report, Affiliate Contest Secrets, you can get it at affiliatecontestsecrets.com for only $7 with the discount code CONTEST. I will leave you with a quote that I really love. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Thomas Edison. So think about it. The next time you're complaining that it's too much work to be blogging twice a week, it's too much work to create a simple product, it's too much work to learn how to do WordPress or to hire someone for maybe $50 or $75 and let them do WordPress for you, it's too much work to read everything on your topic. Just remember, this could be an opportunity that you're missing because it's dressed in overalls and it looks like work. I think that's valuable information. All right, thank you so much. I hope that you're subscribed to this podcast series and will listen to all of the calls that I do. And again, you can find it at hugeprofitstinylist.com. This is Connie Reagan Green. Thanks for joining me today.